Studio 360.
It's a true story of murder, suicide, and the overthrow of a beloved leader, sort of modern dress Macbeth. The play is called Hominid, and 12 of its 14 actors portray chimpanzees. The bloody real-life incident took place at a scientific colony of chimps in the Netherlands. Frans de Waal, a leading primatologist, explains what happened.
It's a pretty brutal story of power and coalitions. First is a defeat of Jeroen, who is deposed by a younger male, Luit. And then later, Luit himself is deposed by Jeroen, who has recruited an even younger male, Nicky, and they together not only depose Luit, but they murder him.
Frans de Waal recounted the struggle between Jeroen and Luit in his book Chimpanzee Politics, and he advised Atlanta's Out of Hand Theater as they adapted it for the stage.
My name's Adam Fristo. In the production Hominid, I'm playing Luit.
Facial expressions, gestures.
We came across a film that was made of the chimpanzees that are in the story.
Grooming.
It shows this idyllic island. They're birds. The chimpanzees celebrate. They have a really good time. So we began to look for a human parallel. And the thing that we came upon is the idle rich, the notion of people who have the leisure to not worry about food, to look beautiful. Both of those societies, this captive chimpanzee colony and this version of the idle rich, they're extremely well cared for.
Winter's chill grows tame and fair.
I'm Carolyn Cook. I play the role of Mama, which I also play in real life. When the lights go up and characters first enter the stage, you're going to see beautiful people in tennis whites celebrating the beginning of spring, enjoying themselves, enjoying each other, hugging each other, jumping up and down.
Breathe the brightness of the day. Hail the sweet breath of spring.
Because we've chosen to not have a tremendous amount of language in the show, everything pretty much has to be communicated physically. Simple physical dynamics change things and how I can use physical tactics, whether by making myself smaller or making myself bigger or diverting my eyes away from someone, can dramatically change the way that we have an interaction.
If you watch humans, you can, of course, see the same thing, is that if the boss walks into the boardroom, he walks in differently than the lowest-ranking clerk. He opens the door wide and he has his chest out. And so there's all sorts of nonverbal signals of who is the boss.
One of the challenges is finding the balance between the amount of chimp behavior and the amount of human behavior, or what we're calling charm school.
The thing that I would fear is that you try to imitate chimpanzees, because then you have to put suits on and drag your knuckles and make strange sounds and all of this.
But if you don't show any of it at all, or don't incorporate any of it, then there's not really any mystery, and then we can't actually see into the parallels.
From now on, I'm going to ask you to use about an equal mix of chimp and charm school.
What I find in playing Mama is there's absolutely no difference between the internals of this chimp character, what she wants, what she needs, and the internals of a human old woman.
When we read the Dewall's account of chimpanzee politics, we were really struck by the same recognizable story. It turns out that these essentially human Shakespeare stories are actually just essentially ape.
Thanks to Philip Greatzer for that story.